Good evening. This is Heartstock Radio, and I'm Carol Murphy, your host. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening. Today, our guest is Alisa Herr of Unity Digital Agency. In just a moment, she will be back and tell you all about what she is up to. You can find us on Facebook. You can also email us at heartstockradio@gmail.com. In just a moment, we will be back with Alisa Herr. Thanks for listening. This is Heartstock.
The Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went walking that river.
This is Heartstock Radio, and I'm your host, Carol Murphy. We are here this evening with Alisa Herr of Unity Digital Agency. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on Heartstock. Can you give us just a little intro of what you do at Unity Digital Agency?
Sure. Well, I am the founder and CEO of Unity. I started the company about 3 years ago. And what we do now is really all about making websites for nonprofits and mission-driven businesses in a way that they're accessible to all people everywhere.
And this is your baby. You started it up yourself.
Yes, it is. It's actually my third baby, but my first two are human.
And what was it that happened along life's path that led you to do this?
Well, so I'm from North Carolina. I grew up here and have lived here for my whole life. And I've had a very twisty and curvy kind of path. I am a very literal thinker. So in school, I was always thinking that whatever my major was, that would define me for the rest of my life. And that's what I would be as a professional. And it didn't turn out to be that way with any of the choices that I made in school. But in middle school, my dad taught me how to code, and it was the mid-90s, and it was really fun to me. It was like a game, sort of like a puzzle that I would solve. And through college and through grad school even, as a hobby, it was always something that I did. And I graduated with my master's degree in 2009, in the middle of the recession, when there was a hiring freeze in North Carolina. Oh, and my master's degree was in library science. So many, many library jobs are state jobs or government jobs, and the state had a hiring freeze. And I was unable to get a job in this career field that I thought, well, I will get this degree and then I will be this thing. And one of my friends actually pushed me to apply to a web developer position, and I thought I would never get it. But it turns out that I did. And so ever since then, for the last 10 years, I've been a web developer professionally, which was something that growing up, I never ever thought could be a thing for me.
I didn't and why not? Yeah, that's why didn't you imagine yourself doing something that it sounds like you learned at a very young age?
Yeah, well, so in the 90s, it was such a new thing. And as a girl, I think that as supportive as my parents were and as supportive as my dad was, I never had, there's one adult I can remember when I was in high school that was supportive of building websites, but it wasn't a career track. It was never, computer science isn't really anything that I was interested in. I'm more interested in people than I am in the technology. So there wasn't, it just was never a path that was shown to me. And so it took me finding it blindly to figure out that that's really what I'm supposed to be doing.
And why was this your calling?
Well, I'm a really analytical thinker, but I'm also creative. And like I said, I'm really interested in people and their stories. And I think that web design and web development is really a mix of all of those things. That my undergrad degree was in psychology. My master's degree in library science really gave me a really good background on information organization. And I just really like putting pieces together and seeing how they turn into something new. And so, yeah, I think that that's really what pulled me towards it.
So when you first started out, take us on your journey. It was just you alone, or you decided right from the get-go that you were going to build a team?
So I wanted to build a team right away. Before I founded Unity, I was the chief technology officer of a media nonprofit in North Carolina. And I really enjoyed the nonprofit lifestyle. You know, there's more of a interest in work-life balance in nonprofit life than I found in corporate life. And part of wanting to build a team is that I'm aware of my limitations, and I didn't want to be responsible for doing things that I didn't enjoy doing. So I knew right away when I decided to found my company that, one, I wanted it to have an impact. And to me, I was looking for business models for for-profit companies that are like nonprofits. And then I was also looking at, like, okay, I'm going to call this thing an agency because I want it to be a team. I want to be able to take my experiences in corporate America, in technology as a woman, and make a team really that is welcoming to people who just typically haven't had the opportunity to work in that kind of industry.
And what kind of models did you find when you were doing your research? Because I know you're a B Corporation and a certified B Corporation, right?
Yes, we are. We've been certified for almost 2 years. As soon as I could get certified, I did. And it was really just talking with some people that I knew, saying, I've got this idea. I want to make a business that isn't a nonprofit, but is really driven by impact. And I want to be able to give back to the community. And one of my friends said, hey, have you ever heard of a B Corporation? And I said, nope. But as somebody who had no background in business and really didn't have any kind of blueprint for creating a business, the B Corporations, as soon as I read about them, I knew that's exactly what I need to do. And I was able to use the impact assessment as a roadmap for really getting things set up in my company.
Mm. So becoming a B Corporation can take years if you start designing your company from the beginning as a B Corp, right?
Yeah. So you have to have revenue for one full fiscal year, or one full calendar year, I think you have. Yeah, it's one full calendar year. So I was able to become a pending B Corporation within just a few months of founding the company. And I waited until one full calendar year plus some, I guess it was one full fiscal year was when I determined, okay, now I'm going to put in a real application to become certified. And I was lucky. I mean, I think that starting with the goal of becoming a B Corporation from the beginning made it just a lot easier. And another really special thing about North Carolina is that there's a very good community here of B Corporations that offer support. And there's a clinic at North Carolina State University that helps connect graduate students in business with companies that want to become B Corporations and help them through the assessment. And I didn't know about that at the time, but when it's time to recertify, I'm certainly doing that.
So what kind of knowledge did you gain working in other people's companies before you decided to found your own? It sounds like you had several different positions before you began this particular journey.
I did. Some of it was knowing what I wanted to do better. So for 4 years before the nonprofit, I was the lead web developer at another agency. And there were a lot of things that I loved doing there. And there are a lot of things that I loved about my job. But there were also things that I wanted to try differently, specifically around corporate culture. I kind of experimented a little bit with different pricing models. And so I think I learned a lot about the industry and how digital agencies work with clients from both the agency side, but then also when I was at a nonprofit, I was the customer. And so I got that kind of experience too of, wow, this is what it's like to sit on the other side of the table. So I think that really perspective was something that I learned a lot about.
And you mentioned culture. What did you envision, even before you knew about B Corporations, what did you envision for the culture of your company?
That takes me back a bit. The first word that came to mind, actually, when you said that was family. I think it's a really unique thing about workplace right now where, or maybe it's a thing that it's been this way for a long time, but in the U.S., we work so much and so much of our life is spent at work. And I found some of my best friends in life through workplaces, but I've also worked with people I really didn't like. And so I think it's just when I was imagining what my company would be like, I want to be able to have a place where everybody feels like they're part of a little workplace family. You know, I want to be able to support people in their lives as well as professionally. And so work-life balance is really important. We're working on implementing some family-friendly policies. As I mentioned, I have two kids, and I want to make sure that my company is a place where people that are starting families or have families feel comfortable coming in. I think it's a big issue right now with women in the workplace, where a lot of women that are in their 20s and 30s are kind of fearful of, well, am I going to lose my job when I'm pregnant? Even though it's illegal, there's ways that it happens. And I want to make it really clear to everybody that work is supporting them in their personal lives, and the company is really there as a support system for everybody.
Mm-hmm. So we're right at about that halfway point. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with more from Alicia Herr. And this is Heartstock.
At Ribbona Highway, I saw the
This is Heartstock Radio, and I'm your host, Carol Murphy. Thanks so much for listening. This evening, we've been speaking with Alicia Herr of Unity Digital Agency, and we really want to learn more about what you've created. What do you think are the best things about your company that so far you've been able to materialize?
So, for the last year or so, we've been really reflecting a lot on what kind of impact can we make in the world? What kind of legacy can our company have? And as I mentioned, when I started the company, it was just myself. And I had this dream of growing to be a business with full-time employees and we're there now. I've got 2 full-time employees, a couple part-time employees, and a contractor. And I'm hiring as well for another full-time position. And this team, we're really defining right now the future of the company. So really the drivers that we've come up with as the core team members is that we believe that the way that digital and technology kind of gets in the way of people connecting, we want to turn that around. So we want to help create websites that actually break down barriers. And a lot of that is through website accessibility standards. So similar to a way a building is ADA compliant, we're building websites that are something called WCAG compliant. And it's really about allowing access to the website in a way that anybody, regardless of their ability or any kind of adaptive technology that they use, that they're able to use the website the same.
And who are your customers over the years? How many years have you been in business now?
3, just over 3 years.
Fantastic.
And most of our customers are nonprofits and foundations that focus on their community impact. And in addition to that, we have a few for-profit businesses, and all of them align with our values of serving the greater good and giving back to the community. Some of them are B corporations as well, but all of them have that additional driver besides profit. They are driven by purpose as well.
Mm-hmm. So being a B corporation, has that helped you find clients and help your business kind of in a general way?
I believe so, in a couple ways, actually, in surprising ways. The B Corporation certification, I think, has been a mark of trust, really, for a new company, especially where we don't have a big portfolio to share of all of our work, but we have this mark of trust, and what work we do have to share is good. And so we've actually been able to connect with a lot of customers that I think might have originally passed us over because they were curious about what this meant. And then in another way, we actually have found a community within the B Corporation community where we've connected with so many other business owners and people who work at B Corporations and just expanded our network that way. It's been amazing.
Is there a site, a website, or some work that you can share with us that you're most proud of over the course of the last 3 years that you've been able to create?
Yeah, well, on Monday this week, we actually launched one of our biggest projects to date, and it's rtp.org, and it's the website for the Research Triangle Park in North Carolina. It's really the tech hub of, I would say, the East Coast. There are about 300 companies that are in this research park, and it's the largest research park in the country. That's where our company is as well. But major, major companies such as IBM and Cisco and Biogen, and they're in so many different industries. And it's been just a really incredible project to work on because it's a foundation, and they're not a grant-giving foundation, but they're really a community-creating foundation. And it's been a really fun project to work on. It's sort of a soft launch right now. There's some bugs that we're working out, but I think that's one of the websites I'm most proud of.
Well, and this sounds like a perfect opportunity to achieve what you were talking about before by using technology to break down barriers. Are there any special ways that this website works in that way?
Yeah, well, for this website specifically, like I mentioned, they're all about building community. And the Research Triangle Park has several really interesting new initiatives where they are looking at new ways of creating communities for businesses and for companies. And traditionally, it's been this very distributed kind of private area in our region that all of the companies are on very isolated land, far back from the road, lots of trees, gates, that kind of thing. And the website is really ushering this new period of development of the park where there's more public space. And so the website, in a way, is a reflection of this new phase of development where we've put together an events calendar that is more accessible to the public to show what kinds of events are happening. There's happy hours every week. There's a lot of networking and lunch and learns and fun events as well, but just a lot of ways that you can learn there. And it hasn't always been clear to the full community what's available there. It's been a mystery. So we're really, through the website, able to show this openness of the park.
Mm. And how about the future? What lays ahead for your company?
So when we started, you'll recognize our name as Unity Digital Agency. It was sort of a broad thing. We weren't sure exactly where we would be landing. So in the past 6 months, we've been working on rebranding ourselves, and our name soon will be Unity Web Agency. And we are going to be dropping some of the services that we've been providing, but really focusing on websites. And it's been a rocky 3 years. I mean, it's a startup, so there's been ups and downs, and sometimes more downs, it seems, than ups. But we really want to stabilize, and we want to focus on this niche of accessible and inclusive web development.
Mm, what were some of those challenges that made it rocky, which is to be anticipated in startup world, right?
Yeah. Well, part of it is the funding. I funded this myself, and at the time, my husband was working in a nonprofit where he wasn't making much money. In fact, at the time, he was making less money than before he had gone to law school. And so I was making the majority of the money for our family, and I had a one-year-old and a four-year-old, and I knew that if I was going to take the leap and start this, I would need to make money quickly. So I was successful in that. But as my husband's career has gotten stronger and his pay has gotten higher, I've been able to take more risks. And with more risks, that means that sometimes you lose. So I've had turnover. I've lost out on big projects where I put in a lot of time on the sales side and didn't get paid for it. But I've been really lucky having a supportive partner and a supportive team. And so I think that those bumps are normal.
Going back to the B Corporation aspect of things, when it does get bumpy and rocky, does that help?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think that is really the community. I've been able to be frank and candid about when things are not going well. And I have had people come out of the woodwork offering support, and it has been amazing. It's a network I never dreamed of having. Mm. That's been primarily women in this community, and they're amazing.
And you also have a podcast. I wanted us to talk about that. We've got about a minute left, so maybe you can tell our listeners how they might be able to reach you and find your podcast.
Oh, absolutely. So the website for Unity is unitymakes.us, and we aren't really active on social media, but you can connect with me on LinkedIn at Elisa Herr. And my podcast is called Arcbenders. I'm the co-host along with the founder, Christina Noel. And we interview people who are changing the world. and we try to make it real. We have a lot of real talk in it, and you could subscribe on any podcast app at ArcBenders.
Nice, and thank you so much for being our guest today. This is Heartstock.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and thank you for listening. This is Heartstock. We'll see you next week.
Heartstock Radio is a production of KBMF 102.5 Butte America Radio. Hear our live programs every Friday at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time via live stream at butteamericaradio.org.